This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Where is the beef? Remember, Clara Peller was the person to ask that question when Wendy's was trying to get on the map, and she sure did a good job of calling attention to Wendy's, one of the greatest advertising, I think, campaigns that I've ever seen. She's driving around that old car. And this is like how many years ago? 25 years ago? Do you remember it as a kid?
I don't remember this one, but it is making me think of another one that it was in the 80s, and it was almost like a PSA, and it was, it's 10 p.m. Do you know where your kids are?
Right.
Like,
you know where your children are.
Be reminded that you had children.
Yes, right, exactly, when you were watching The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson or whomever. So, yeah, something to remember. All kinds of things to remember and talk about. There's always so much stuff going on. It's great to talk about all of these things from various perspectives. So you can pay attention or not, depending on on your persuasion at the moment. It's normal. You know, I like to think of the people who listen to this program as friends. People that have become my friends and our friends over the years. And sometimes people go away for whatever the reason. I heard from someone yesterday. It was like rekindling a friendship. Someone who hadn't reached out, and I don't expect that a lot of people would, but somebody who's been listening to the program, he said, for 27 years, and he's down in Florida somewhere, I forget where he is, but on the beat. And so, as I think about it, I don't remember my last interaction or if I ever had an interaction with him. When I used to do a lot of personal appearances and go visit the stations and stuff, I would meet lots and lots of people, and you become friends. You don't remember their names, but, you know, kind of cool.
To seeing them, yeah.
Right. So I guess the lesson here is that if it's been a long time since you interacted with somebody that you were friendly with or that you liked, and you just stopped for whatever the reason, why don't you reach out? It is probably, with social media, not very difficult to do.
Yeah, that is one of the good sides of social media.
Yeah, right, yeah. So whatever connection you once had to somebody that was there, and if it just went away naturally, it's likely still to be there. Mm-hmm. I've had people that were friends from college that I love being back in touch with. And people that even, I didn't have anything in common with them, and I didn't have much of a friendship with them when we were in school, but as someone who has that similar experience at the same school, and you get back together and you become friends. I can think of that three or four times in various reunion things. People that I never would have paid attention to. We knew who each other were, but that was it. But then, you know, you forget about all the little silly stuff belonging to different fraternities, and there's this rival between them. It's nonsense, right? It becomes silly.
Yeah, well, and some memories that you totally forgot about, and then you have the conversations, and it's like they can fill in some of the gaps.
Yeah, right. I remember that. I remember that, Professor. Give a good laugh about some of these characters. So anyway. All right, here's a story that's a reminder that it's never too late to do the right thing. Here's a homeowner digging a fence post in his backyard when he noticed a little piece of rock. So he looked down in the hole and he found an old purse. He pulled it out of the ground and he discovered a student ID card in the handbag that belonged to a young woman named Lori, who attended this school that he, this the area where he was in, from 1981 to 1982. So he didn't know what the story was, so he decided to turn the items over to the police for safekeeping. And that evening, interestingly enough, the police found Lori, notified her that they had found this item, and so she apparently, she said, I'm thinking the purse had probably been stolen and the thief had dumped it into a hole. She said, I just forgot about it. But then she was told that this thing was there, and she went to the police station. She got it, and there was info in there about an old school chum named Teresa that she hadn't thought about since childhood, since she had the pocketbook, and she had a way of connecting with Teresa. Didn't know that it would work, but she called the number, and there they were. They got together. They had laughs. And so there's another example. You know what? Anything can happen, I guess, when you put your mind to it. So she determined that she wanted to make friends again with this woman that she hadn't seen since the early 80s. And because her purse was found and she found the woman's name and number in it, bingo.
Mm-hmm.
So isn't that kind of cool?
That's amazing. And the fact that the woman had the same number after all these years.
Yes, right. I remember my old number. You remember your phone number? We did this.
I still have it. My first cell phone number is still my phone number.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I remember the landline we had, Trinity 56357. That was the number on the house here. All right, let's talk about unemployment and how you can help people. The unemployment rate for people who have mental or emotional problems is 85%. People who have, for example, autism, they don't get jobs because they can't apparently hold a job or whatever it is. So there's a group of car washes down in Florida that's helping to change that stat. So they said they put out a release on social media, and basically the fellow that owns the company said a disability that requires sympathy is autism. It brings a valuable diversity to my business, and they do, people who have it. They're very good, focused workers. So he's hiring as many people as he can to work in his car wash that have autism. I thought that was kind of an interesting thing.
Mm-hmm.
Basically, Rising Tide Car Wash, right down in Florida. They have three locations in Broward County. So those of you listening down there, they have 80 people that work in the car washes, and they all have autism, every single one of them. So I think there's something to be said, frankly, right?
Yeah, and it's definitely a fight against ableism, where a lot of people wouldn't even consider hiring anybody or won't even give anyone the time of day for a conversation. And that's just awful.
Yep. So that's kind of cool, as a matter of fact. You know what else is cool is giving blood. For whatever the reason, at this time of year, there is a need for blood. I don't know why necessarily. It's usually at the holidays, mostly at Christmas time when the folks that are looking for blood are out there, you know, the blood drives. I have a hospital over in an adjacent town that I go to three or four times a year to give blood. And now they've started giving out Snoopy T-shirts. They had given out T-shirts, different colors, and on it it says something about the hospital, and I've worn them all out. So I went back, said, I have to get blood because I need a new T-shirt. And there was Snoopy. And I thought, well, what, I don't know what's the significance. Even I was groggy. After you give blood, I get a little. Do you? You don't give blood, though, right, Jay?
I give blood. Mm-hmm.
Oh, you
yeah.
Do? Do you get groggy after you give it?
I don't. No, I don't.
Okay, well, I guess I'm.
But also, do you eat before you give blood? Because you're supposed to make sure you're not going on an empty stomach.
Well, usually when I'm off the air, I just run, jump in the truck, and drive over there.
That so could be why. Right, yeah, that could be why you feel a little woozy.
Yeah, right. Anyway, give blood if you can. The never-before-seen fragment of the Bible that has been discovered in the Vatican, the way they discovered it was using UV light. You know, they do a lot around Easter, the holidays. They do looking around. I don't know why necessarily it's just the holidays, but some priest was looking. I'm just trying to envision. It's kind of like there are the movies that Tom Hanks was in. About
I'm totally blanking on what it's called, but yes, yeah.
Yeah, right.
Angels and Demons was the name of the last one, I think.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, the books, the group of books written about the history of the Vatican and what went on and stuff, and of course they embellished it. But I was just thinking of a priest nosing around in the Vatican library with a UV light.
Yeah, the Da Vinci Code
visualization. Yep, SpaceX. scrubbed their massive Starship test flight yesterday. They had pressurization issues. So this was the first test, by the way, for the Starship spacecraft, the biggest, most powerful rocket ever built. They have their own starbase in Texas. I don't know why they did that. Well, they didn't just go to Houston, but anyway. The issue prevented this huge, it's the size and length of a, actually bigger than a football field in terms of its length. The pressurized valve was frozen, so without, you know, that it made a, you can't take a chance. That really, they said it might have flown, might not have, but why would you take a chance?
Yeah, would it cost that much money to do all of this?
No.
You want to try to do it as yep, best as
do
possible.
It right. Yep. So another 48 hours, and that will tell the tale. I wish them well. I think it's an exciting time
for
space exploration.
Yeah, especially because the idea behind this is to send people to the moon, send people to Mars. Elon Musk has been very vocal about the fact that we need to be a multi-planet species.
Yep. Well, the way we're taking care of the planet, yep, probably should be. I'm here right now to talk to you about all the natural ingredients in Balance 7 and the things it'll do to balance your body. The right pH helps you with your energy, your memory. It helps unlock your immune system. Balance 7 is working for me. I talked to Jack Stockwell about it, and he says, yep, this has all the right ingredients. So to prove to yourself how it works, they want you to call 800-793-9039. You can mention my name, Doug, and get the order sent to you along with a $15 off. You get a coupon using my name, free shipping as well, and a free bottle of something called My Smooth Skin. Remember hearing Jack talk about how the skin inside your body is the same as the skin outside your body? So you need to take care of it. And you can do that with 3 1-ounce sips a day of Balance 7. All of the things that I have found upsetting, mostly my allergy to gluten, this stuff solves it immediately. So, again, 793-9039, 800-793-9039. Call for Balance 7, mention my name, Doug. Nothing to lose, everything to gain. It's really a fabulous product. You will enjoy what it does to your health and well-being. 800-793-9039.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. That's code HOOD.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T.
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The patented key ingredient is something called Testofen, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text STAPLE to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text STAPLE to 321-321. That's STAPLE to 321-321.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep Keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
All right, 34. Whoops, wait a minute. Sorry, wrong part of the hour. It's 23 past the hour on the April 18th edition of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Tuesday morning, Jay and I about to go through some social media realities. You can follow us on social media, Facebook and Instagram. It's at Good Day Radio Show, and on Twitter, at Good Day On Air. You can get our Good Day download every day. Download from yesterday, celebrating Patriots Day, lots of history. We talked about the foolishness with regard to the song Rainbow Land. We talked about Marjorie Taylor Greene and her backing of the leaker. I haven't really, there's nothing new there, so I haven't talked about it today. There's really nothing new to this. It's just going to be a circus when he goes to trial and yada yada. There's a lot of discussion about, it's the same discussion though we've had 14 times. And obviously the Pentagon, and I'm off on a toot now, and we're supposed to be talking about social media, but the Pentagon and the Defense Department aren't doing their job because the leaks keep happening, which means something is awry, right? Wouldn't you think that would be the case? I don't know. Yeah, that would be the case. All right. I have a list. And the reason I'm going to spend a few minutes with you on this is because the amount of focus is insane on what women make in broadcasting. When I was a kid, there were no women anchors, no women on TV, no women on the radio. And now the NAB is being held in Las Vegas, right?
Yeah.
In Las Vegas. Your father's there. I used to go all the time, but I don't go, it's a circus. Anyway, the focus there is on women anchors and how much they're making. So, just for the fun of it, we'll put a few pieces of that story together for you after this.
For adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who are candidates for systemic or phototherapy, now there's Skyrizi, risankizumab riza, a prescription-only 150-milligram injection. With Skyrizi, 3 out of 4 people achieve 90% clear skin at 4 months, and Skyrizi is just 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
Nothing and me go hand in hand. Nothing on my skin, that's my new place. Nothing is
use if allergic to Skyrizi. Serious allergic reactions and an increased risk of infections or a lower ability to fight them may occur. Before treatment, your doctor should check for infection and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine.
With Skyrizi,
Skyrizi, you could achieve 90% clearer skin. Ask your doctor about the number one dermatologist prescribed biologic in psoriasis and visit skyrizi.com or call 1-866-SKYRIZI to learn more.
So what's going on at the National Association of Broadcasters meeting? I'm going to have some comments in a few minutes about the whole business of AM radio. That's a big controversy with the car makers saying we're not going to put AM radios anymore. Man, is that they're getting a lot of mud flung at them, and that's appropriate. But there also was a panel on female news anchors and what they are paid. Well, I don't think it wasn't really what that wasn't the object lesson, but that's what it became, because there was all this discussion about who the highest paid female news anchors are. And I don't, this was not, by the way, this was not about the anchors on the Today Show or, you know, some of the other network. This is local news people.
Was this a conversation that was more just generalized or in comparison of a battle of the sexes situation?
I think a little of both, actually, Jay. The average news anchor in big markets, the top 10, is about $400,000 a year. It used to be, I remember when women first came in, it was about twice that. News anchors, men as well, have had their salaries cut greatly. And we were just talking about that off the air, how people on radio who used to make millions of dollars, now hundreds of thousands of dollars is considered a lot of money because of the way the industry has gone. So I just thought it was interesting that there was a focus, again, women versus men. For what reason? Who knows? All right, here we are at 28 after on Good Day.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Rob tried to manage his constipation with belly pain, discomfort, and bloating day after day. After realizing it was irritable bowel syndrome with constipation or IBS-C, he found another way and finally said yes to adding Linzess.
Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription medicine that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives. It lets you have more frequent and complete bowel movements and helps relieve overall abdominal symptoms, belly pain, discomfort, and bloating. These symptoms were studied in combination, not individually. Do not give Linzess to children less than 2 years old. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. There could be more to your story with IBS-C. Talk to a doctor today. Say yes to Linzess. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Secretary of State Anthony Blinken confirmed this morning a U.S. diplomatic convoy was fired on by gunmen believed to be affiliated with the Sudanese Rapid Support Forces militia in Khartoum. Many foreign diplomats and international organizations in Khartoum have been targets this year. Blinken, this morning.
Reckless, it was irresponsible, and of course unsafe.
Senate Minority Leader Mitch McConnell, the Republican from Kentucky, and House Speaker Representative Kevin McCarthy from California criticized President Biden yesterday for not engaging on the upcoming debt ceiling debate. The Republicans want cuts to the federal budget before moving forward. This as China's economy rebounded for the first 3 months of the year. China's National Bureau of Statistics reported this morning China's economy grew 4.5% in the first quarter of the year compared to a year earlier. Lance Pry, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track, not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Good day,
Derek.
It's going to
be a good day.
It has been a good day.
The call of the day is to me, Doug Steffen, at 855-999-DOUG. That's the number, 855-999-3684. Call us with what's on your mind. The hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program on Tax Day. Jay, have you paid all your taxes, all the money in?
Nope, I owe the extension.
Well, but you have to have the money in.
I don't know what I owe. I have to file the extension.
Good luck to you on that one, pal.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's always... Well, because
then if you don't pay, you have all the fees and the interest, yeah. And then you always end up having to pay more. At the same time, if you know what you owe, then what's the point of filing the extension? You'd just be able to get it all in.
There's two different things. You have the money in, and it's there, and you're protected, and so you don't have to file really the tax return in which you justify what you paid or what you haven't paid. You don't have to have that in until some people extend it to August 15th, others October 15th, but money is still, unless you want to pay, and you can't deduct the interest most of the time on your income tax. You can deduct, if you itemize, you can deduct the interest you pay on your credit cards and car loans and mortgage and all that stuff. But if you don't have the money in, you won't have as much, you don't have as much, let's say, leniency from the goon squad at the IRS. So, anyway, I'm sure you've got to figure
They're
it out.
They're watching, yes.
Yes, they are. Tax day today, the day in which you must have the money in. The returns are not necessarily due, but they want your money. And tax day first was established in 1955 officially. It's April 15th here in Massachusetts because the Patriots said April 15th obviously was over the weekend. It was Saturday, so normally I think most states had tax day yesterday, but in Massachusetts and Maine and a few other states, it is today. And what happened, interestingly enough, in a couple of states, there is a winter storm watch out. So they have moved tax day to tomorrow.
For them.
The weather is kind of crazy. At any rate, I think that the biggest question that people usually have is how can I track my tax refund status? I think it's pretty easy to do. I don't worry about it. I don't necessarily pay much attention to it. Once it's in, it's done, and I'm done. But I think that a lot of people, you just go on to IRS.gov, if I'm not mistaken. That seems to me that's a tax. People send me they send me questions all the time about various things. Like, I'm supposed to be an expert in everything. And I admit to trying to get people to listen to the program because they get more information out of it than they will the average program. But I'm certainly not an expert other than my own taxes, and I find myself appalled when I look at what I'm paying and I look at the waste and the fraud, the corruption, the abuse, the billions and billions and billions of dollars that's wasted. It annoys the living you know what out of me. And so I don't feel good about it. I think you should, you know, in a sense, this is an obligation. You know, you like to think the government is there to help you out. You know, the old expression, I'm from the government, I'm here to help, which, of course, people choke on these days because they know that's not the case. And so it just becomes a nuisance as much as anything else. And if you got a refund that's coming, that's why you track the status of your it's not necessarily the report itself that you handed me in, but the tax refund. When am I getting my money?
Mm-hmm.
And there seem to be all kinds of different answers to that, because remember when COVID, it took them forever to get the money back to people, and so I guess you just, you know, just that's it. If you have somebody like H&R, Johnny Carson used to call him H&R Goniff, H&R Block, doing your tax, or any of them, or you have, I have a CPA that's the firm is, I've been using him since I was a kid, and they're very reliable. One of the things that I think if you're a small business person like I am, and we have lots of people that are small business folks listening to this program, I found it to be the safest way is to report every penny that you make. The safest way to keep them away from you is to report everything. And then take every single deduction. You got a good CPA, a good accountant, they know what the deductions are, you take them. And then they can't come after you because there it is right there. And when I do mine, it's the size of a telephone book. And at the end, all of the questions that might be asked about anything that was unusual, we answer them. So they can look before they even come after you and see, okay, yep, all right, I got it. That's it. Yep, that makes sense. So anyway, I guess good luck to you if you're in Jay's shoes. Get the money. And the IRS will take your money and run with it. But I always want to protest. If I was ever to protest, I want to go to Washington and protest the tax system and where the money goes. Can we arrange one of those? Let's go. Let's see if we can arrange one of those deals.
There you go. You go and I'll hold down the fort.
Okay. So actually, today is National Work Zone Awareness Week as well. It's all about health and public safety every year. Including, this goes back, I guess, a couple of years, to shine a spotlight on the fact that we all are responsible for maintaining work zone safety. And as a farmer, I can tell you that practice is very important on the farm. It's very dangerous, as are things on construction sites. If you drive along the highway, you see all of the Department of Transportation trucks and things that are the highways. We all complain every year about the highway, the traffic that happens around work on these interstate highways. Now, there are two different stories here. You know, I think we don't do a good job with our highways because of the unions, and we get schnookered, and we pay more to take care of our roads. The other side of it is that because of the increasing exposure of all these people along the roadways and all the work they're doing, you got to be careful about them and pay attention, and that's why the National Work Zone Awareness Week has some value. All right? So there's some more food for thought. In a moment, Uri Geller joins us with some interesting motivational work. We have him here every week, and he's right around the corner here on Good Day.
The following is a message from the future, sent by Jamie from Progressive.
Back in 2023, you could get help from Progressive online, through a mobile app, or over the phone. But here, in the future, we can communicate with you through telepathy. Now, I don't think anyone in 2023 has mastered telepathy yet, but if you have, then you can totally read my thoughts right now. And yes, I did leave the oven on. Wow, you're good at this.
That was a message from the future. Get the help you need today with Progressive.
Do you smell smoke? I really should go.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company, affiliates, and other insurers.
Sorry, but we actually have a wait list for our Monstera.
Shaw's greenhouse is really bringing in the green.
We can't keep snake plants and stuff.
She needs a construction manager to build on her roots and grow.
We could add a whole section for ferns. Here we'd have dahlias, dahlias, and more dahlias.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
43 past the hour. Doug Steffens, Good Day program. Jay Kirshner. No secret that one of my best friends in life is Uri Geller, who's a very interesting character, the motivator extraordinaire. He's been around doing the mystification and the motivation for 50-some years. He was born in Israel and then came to the United States when he realized that he was a very important cog in the wheel of people discovering and understanding the mysteries of life. And then he moved to England, lived there for a long time. Now he's moved back to Israel. And today, in fact, in Israel, it's Holocaust Remembrance Day. How is that? Is the right word celebrated or acknowledged? What's the right word, Uri?
I think the right word is acknowledged over and over and over, because we are not allowed to forget. And, you know, this is so shocking, but Doug and all our listeners, approximately 6 million Jews were murdered in the Holocaust by Nazi Germany and its collaborators. And for the Jewish resistance in that period in Israel, it is a National Memorial Day. So I put it out on my social media, and of course I get lots of responses. I can't believe it, but I also have anti-Semitic responses back on my social media. There are still people who don't believe that 6 million Jews were murdered. You know that Steven Spielberg actually has the largest archive of footage from those times, the Holocaust, the war. And at 10 o'clock in the morning, the sirens howled. You know, they went on and people stopped the cars. They got out of the cars, even in the middle of the highway, and they stood by the car for 2 minutes while the sirens were sounding. People in apartments get up, stand, and we basically remember. I just watched the little, you know, the television today is only about that. And it is shocking that over 1.5 million children were murdered. Do you comprehend that?
It's so hard to comprehend all of that. You know what else is hard to comprehend? There's a PBS special about the Holocaust and how it affected America that's playing right now. And I watched it for a little bit last night. I did not, if I knew it, I had forgotten it, that there was a Nazi movement in America about the same time Hitler was gaining control in Germany, and there were massive rallies at the Madison Square Garden, for example, when it was just built, and other places around the country in the big cities where these Nazis, these guys dressed in German Nazi uniforms, had rallies, and hundreds of thousands of people would show up. And you think to yourself, how would that happen in America?
Doug, you know, lots of documentaries were created and produced about neo-Nazis in America. But it's not only in America. It's almost in every country. I see footage because of we've got social media now, and I get Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and TikTok. You have unbelievable scenes of, religious men and women and children walking in New York. Their pleasure, and somebody comes and smacks them with a baseball bat in the back, the head. I mean, it was shocking.
Let me ask you about, because of your work as a motivator, and it's always positive, but the negative side, what motivates people to be like that? In your, as you've studied human nature, why do people get like that?
Are you talking about what? The evil?
I'm talking about the evil.
People?
I'm talking about evil and people like Hitler and the others, the people who killed all the Jews. What motivates? You're a motivator, but you're a positive motivator. What negative motivation do these people feel that makes them do this?
Well, Dougie, you don't have to go very far. Just look at your own country. How many times a month there are shootings and murders?
Yeah, but why? I get it. But, it's crazy.
It is crazy. So it's difficult to decipher, to understand, even psychologically. You know, I come from Sigmund Freud's family, and it is definitely very difficult to understand the brain of somebody like Hitler. People say that he was a Satan, that he was the devil himself, etc. But look, the killings in America, the murders in America, I think partly it's happening because there are, over 320 million handguns and guns available for people to buy, and they have it in their homes. So that's a totally different discussion. But on a positive note, I just want to give you an affirmation for today. I want you all to say this in your mind or out loud. You can say this: I am pure present. I reside in the awareness of the eternal now. I'm one with all that is. If you repeat that, you will feel much better, much more motivated, and more positive. And that will actually place you in a positive mental attitude. Once more, I am pure present. I reside in the awareness of the eternal now. I'm one with all that is.
The now, the presence and being in the now is the most important thing. You can't do anything about what has happened. You can only learn from the lessons of the past, but you can't do anything about the future either, really. It's in the now. I am one with all that is. That's a very significant phrase. All right. Go to Uri's website, URIGELLER, urigeller.com. Find out how you can be a citizen of his little island, Lamb Island. It's very cool. All right, Uri, talk to you soon. 10 before the hour. I got it.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
Chucker's a little rambunctious, and he's here. We have the theme from Rocky. Okay, let's get at it here. Chuck Curry, our movie man, our movie moments on Good Day. So why are we playing this? Whose birthday is it?
What is that? That was Rambo, I think, right? That's much, much more slow-moving than I anticipated coming on. Yeah, almost put me to sleep, actually.
Sorry.
I'm just kidding. Rambo, Sylvester Stallone. Anyway, Sylvester Stallone's in the news. Just signed, Doug, a first-look deal with Amazon. Stallone, now 76 years old, going as strong as ever, has the Tulsa King series on Paramount+. His first-look deal with Amazon will be an action comedy called Never Too Old to Die. So any project that he writes, directs, stars in will be an Amazon.
See, this drives me nuts. I want to go to the movie theater and see these movies.
Well, it doesn't mean it won't be in a theater, but may not. I don't know. It really depends. I mean, their pockets are incredibly deep, Amazon, so whether they go to streaming or theater. They've done a lot of theatrical stuff, though. First they had their little toe in the water, now they're putting their big toe, and they're going to be a major player in the industry from here.
Well, they are, because they've had success selling people lots of junk over the years that they send back. Their trucks are all over the road, parked in the road, that kind of stuff. All right. Anna Nicole Smith. I want to talk about this. There's a new Netflix documentary about Vicki Lynn Hogan. That was her real name.
Yes.
It seems
how
a while.
How many people you think know that name? I mean, I know it.
Okay. Our age. Yeah, Jay, do you know who Anna Nicole Smith was?
Of course I do, yes.
All right. Hey, James, do you know who? This will be the test.
No.
yeah, don't ask me.
Yeah, okay. That's the answer to that. All right, anyway, so there's an audience for this because they're doing a lot of these things. They need subject matter. And
yeah.
Anna Nicole Smith was an interesting character.
She was.
Married all those old guys and got all their money. It was interesting to see that happen.
Became a name in pop culture without, let's be honest, a lot of talent. Right?
No, she had big breasts, and that's why
she's
so
good.
She even did a direct-to-DVD Die Hard ripoff, if you could believe that one.
Oh, I didn't know that. Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know that. Yeah. Well, listen. She was who she was. She got a lot of attention while she was alive. And then she died when she was 39 of an overdose.
Yeah.
And so you got to, again, here we go back again to drugs and why people take them. It's pretty indicting of what is available and what's around. The number of people that overdose on drugs, prescription drugs, prescribed legally by a doctor. Come on, give me a break.
Yeah.
All right.
I got two things. Guardians of the Galaxy 3, which opens in May. Tracking at around $130 million opening weekend. Now, if that comes into that number, that will be way below the standard of a high-profile Marvel superhero movie. It has nothing to do with the quality because it hasn't been screened yet, but what it tells you, Doug, is that the popularity or the taste, the appetite for superhero movies is starting to go on the downward trend. Yeah, I mean, it just made too many of them. I mean, there's never been in the history of film studio wings built for one genre. I mean, DC has a division with James Gunn to do superhero movies. Disney has Marvel, which just does superhero movies. Never did it with the Western, never did it with the buddy cop movie, never did it with the romantic. It's just bizarre that the industry went into this direction. I mean, there's still going to be hits, but people are not going to want. People clearly want to see other type product besides superhero movies.
Yep, and I'm one of them, frankly.
Yeah, me too. And
what about
superhero movies? But I want to see more.
There's a movie called it's a musical called Mean Girls that's supposed to be out. What do you know about that?
Well, Mean Girls was a big was hit with Lindsay Lohan about 20 years ago,
right.
And I think they did it on Broadway, but it's a viable property.
Yeah, well, let's see what happens. All right, Chuck Curry here, 58 past the hour.
Cashback is not available on gas in New Jersey and Wisconsin.
Hey, good morning. You're heading to the airport, right?
Yep, thanks for checking. I like the car. How long have you been a rideshare driver?
About 3 years now, but I really enjoy it.
Isn't it hard to make money these days with the price of gas being so high?
Not for me. I use Upside, the free app that gives you cash back for every gallon of gas you buy.
Wait a minute. Are you saying you actually get real money back when you get gas with the Upside app?
Yep, I get real cash back every time I get gas.
Does that actually add up to anything?
I'll make around $200 to $300.
Wow, that's serious extra cash. I'm downloading the Upside app now.
Download the free Upside app now to earn real cash back every time you buy gas. Use promo code HOOD for an extra 25 cents a gallon bonus on your first tank. You can cash out anytime right to your bank account, PayPal, or a gift card for Amazon and other brands. Just download the free Upside app and use promo code HOOD for a 25 cents a gallon bonus on your.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.